Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Aleph, Zvachim 71b, pagination is 142. We're in the middle of a Mishnah that started on Daf Ayin Amud Beis at the beginning of the Perek. We'll do a quick recap of the first two cases of the Mishnah, and then we'll proceed. So the Mishnah began with a case where an animal that is Isurei Hano'a, forbidden in benefit, got mixed in with other animals. And we learned that in that case, there's no choice but to have the animals die, because if we leave the animals around, we're afraid that you're going to have benefit from one of them, and that might be the one that's forbidden in benefit. And if you'll wonder, why is there no bittul, why is it not nullified in the many? That's because these are Baalei Chayim, each one is its own individual, and Bittul didn't apply. The second case that we explored was the case where the animal itself cannot be brought as a Karban, but it is not forbidden in benefit, not an Isser Hana'a, and therefore, in that case, with such a mixture, we would look to have them get a mum. And once they have a mum, a blemish, so that they're no longer eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach, you can redeem them. And you're going to take the value of the most expensive one and take that amount of money of redemption and put it into a new carbon, such that the value of whichever one was the carbon is for sure being used. Perhaps additional money of your own is being added to make sure that you're for sure covering and redeeming the most expensive one, which might be the carbon, and you bring a new carbon, and those animals that were redeemed can be used for mundane purposes. On the third line, Nisarvu Bechulin Temimim, let's say you have a karban or karbanos that get mixed in with chulin that are eligible to be brought as karbanos. So Nisarvu is karbanos, get mixed in with regular animals. So this is a little bit easier to solve. Yimachru hachulin l'tzorchei oso hamin. You simply sell the animals that are not yet karbanos for people who want to buy karbanos. And even though we don't know which animal, let's say, is my shlamim and which one is your shlamim, but the kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash will process them all for whoever the owner is. And they'll get the job done, and those additional animals can be sold, will be brought, and the vendor who gets the money, that's mundane money, because he was selling the animals that were available to be sold. The Rambam, for example, Psuli Amikdashim, 6th Perek, Halacha Gimel, Ketzad, how does this play itself out? Arba behemos shlamim. If you have four animals that are carbon shlamim, shenisarva ba'arba behemos chulin tamimim, and they get mixed in with four animals that are neutral, and they're available, no mumin, they're able to be brought. Yumachur arba shal chulin lemishahu tzarech lavi shlamim. Simply sell the four, even if you don't know which ones they are, but sell the four as shlamim. V'yikavra kol shlamim, and they will all be brought as shlamim. The Mishnah continues, kodshim b'kodshim, min b'mino. If you have different animals that are karbanos that get mixed in with each other, zayikarav l'shem mishahu, v'zayikarav l'shem mishahu. It's almost a corollary of what we just said. Just let them be brought as karbanos, and whoever it is will be the one who fulfilled his obligation. And it's not necessary for us to know which one is which. Which one is for who. Kodshim b'kodshim min b'she'eno mino. if you have kachim mix in with other kachim with different types so that they're processed differently, the blood is brought in a different place on the Mizbeach, you can't just go ahead and do it. So then Yirachi Yistavu, you have to wait till they have a mum. And you have to allocate the most expensive amount of money, whichever animal is the most expensive, and you allocate that for this purpose, and you allocate that same type of amount for the other purpose, so that you for sure are covering yourself, and the carbon is not losing out. And the extra money comes from his house, so to speak, from his own input. He's going to lose some money in order to fix this problem. Nisarvu bivchoru v'maiser, if these karbonos got mixed in with animals that are bechor or maiser, yiruach estoavu, once again the solution would be, wait till they have a mum, v'yochlu kibechor ucha maiser, and then you'll be able to eat them like the status of Bechor or Meiser according to the rules of such animals in the case that they have a mum. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.